For WKMS News, I'm Matt Mark Graff. The director of the Vatican Observatory is in Hopkinsville to view the total solar eclipse and speak on the confluence of religion and science. Taylor Inman of WKMS News sat down with Brother Guy Consolmagno to discuss how the two are philosophically connected and how the eclipse should be interpreted in Christian faith.
A lot of people are afraid to let science and religion be in the same place together in their like mind. Why do you think that is?
I honestly don't know. It's one of the hardest things I deal with as a spokesperson for the Vatican Observatory, because it's not the way I was raised at all. It was, you know, the nuns in the Catholic school who taught me science. And we always heard about the great people who had done science who are also deeply religious. You forget that even Galileo was deeply religious. Newton was religious. Kepler was religious. And, you know, the founder of the Big Bang, Georges Lemaître, was a Catholic priest. What I think happens to some people is, as you say, it's a matter of fear. And it's a fear of losing faith. That's, I think, what drives people to fundamentalism. If I don't know how to cook, I want to stick to the cookbook. And there's nothing wrong with that, because if you tried to eat something I cooked without a cookbook, you would be very unhappy. But we have to know at the end of the day that a good cook can go beyond the cookbook.
What do you say to the people who say that, you know, I can't believe in the Big Bang Theory because I'm a Christian?
The short answer is simply that my religion tells me who created the universe, why is there a universe, and my science tells me how it happened. A beautiful analogy that I've heard years ago is you go into a kitchen and you see a kettle on boil, and you ask, why is the water in the kettle boiling? The answer can be because there's a fire under the kettle. The answer could be because I want to make a cup of tea. They're both legitimate answers. They're both true. You know, science tells you about the flame. Religion tells you about the intent. You don't want to confuse the two, because the flame didn't start itself, but you need the flame to make the tea.
What do you think about evolution and how that plays into your faith?
Evolution is the best description we have at the moment of how life arose. If you asked me 100 years from now, we'd probably have a different theory, because it's not finished, and our insights always come deeper and deeper. The beautiful thing about the idea of evolution is that it's prefigured in many ways by the religious writings of people like Thomas Aquinas, and especially St. Augustine, who say that the idea of a developing universe is inherent in the very description of creation we find in Genesis. Human beings are raised from dust. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return. My faith in science would not be shaken if 1,000 years from now people have a totally different understanding of how life arose. Because we'd only get there by taking the science that we have now and going step by step to something more interesting. My faith in religion is not shaken when someone says that, you know, we have predecessors for our DNA, that we're not human beings, because I knew that. That was already inherent in the 7 days of creation. Science and religion are not competing sets of answers to the same questions. Science isn't ultimately a big book of answers, it's a big book of questions. And as we answer some question, we develop 5 new questions so that we know we never know the whole truth. Religion is a description of how we understand the relationship between God and God's creation, including us. And the ultimate answers that come out of a book like Genesis stay true, regardless of how you think the science really worked out. You wouldn't use the same science books in high school that your mom used and when she was in high school. Because we've learned things. You throw science books away. I don't want to throw the Bible away. The Bible is a completely different kind of knowledge. Very essential to being a wise person and a good person. But addressing a whole realm of human experience that science doesn't even pretend to encounter.
So what do we have to gain by letting science and religion be together in our lives?
It's almost like having binocular vision. You see the world in 3D. Our science gives us a deeper and more amazing view of God that we couldn't have had before. This eclipse. We can predict the eclipse to within a second because the universe is so rational. And we can experience the eclipse with joy and awe and wonder because God is also a God of beauty.
Speaking of the eclipse, can you kind of tell me what the eclipse holds, what significance the eclipse holds through like Christianity or maybe even other faiths throughout history?
There are some people who would want to make the eclipse a supernatural event. Some people who would want to worship the sun or the stars. It's really clear, going back to the Hebrew Bible, that that is not what God intends. Stars are not to be worshipped. It's something to be enjoyed. It's something to be able to sit back, and as you appreciate the beauty, you can say, well done, God. Wow. That, I think, is important because I think it puts both science and faith in their appropriate perspective. You don't want to worship the things that you discover in science. You don't want to hold them to be infallible. You don't want to think that your faith is complete and your understanding of faith is complete, because you are always going to be open to new experiences. You have to be, so that your faith can grow. And experiencing something as out of the ordinary as the eclipse should make you enjoy the universe, the creation, the creator, in a way that you never expected before. It all comes down to recognizing that the universe is big and glorious and understandable, but I don't completely understand it yet. And I'm called to spend some time to try to understand it better. And to be able to stand up for the things I believe, and to be able to recognize in some of those I could be wrong.